With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans are using President Biden's bad performance in last week's debate to go after vulnerable Democrats up for re-election.
Over the weekend, Republicans released an ad featuring earlier comments from Democrats stating they were confident in Joe Biden's mental acuity, juxtaposed to scenes of him stumbling during the debate. Republicans are hoping to connect with voters who increasingly indicate they have doubts about Biden's mental health. Only 34% of respondents to a Harvard Caps Harris poll described Biden as mentally fit. 74% agreed that he is, quote, showing he is too old to be president. Biden reported.
The White House says that Biden will meet with Democrat lawmakers and governors and sit for a network TV interview in the coming days as he pushes back against growing pressure to step aside in the 2024 race. Also at SRNnews.com, Virginia certifies John McGuire as the primary winner over conservative Congressman Bob Good.
The Virginia State Board of Elections has certified the apparent defeat of Republican Congressman Bob Good, one of America's most conservative congressmen, to a challenger endorsed by former President Donald Trump in Virginia's June 18th primaries. Good says he will seek a recount now that the state has declared his opponent, State Senator John McGuire, the winner of the primary in Virginia's 5th congressional district. State law allows Good to request a recount because his margin of defeat is less than a percentage point, but he will be required to pay for it. Last week, the Associated Press declared the race too close to call. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Forecasters keep an eye on Hurricane Beryl as the storm makes its way closer to the U.S. The storm has dropped back down to a Category 4 with 150-mile-an-hour winds, likely to make its way to the southwestern Gulf of Mexico this weekend. This is SRN News. Christians talk about perception.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor, who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, the bishop has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. There are growing divisions between pro-Russian and anti-Russian factions in the church. This is SRN News. A new article shows that the Biden administration is flying illegal immigrants into the country that have already been deported.
The Biden administration is flying previously deported Cameroonians whose asylum claims were determined to be invalid back into the United States, according to interviews with Immigration and Customs Enforcement staff and internal agency memos reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. The program, which has not been announced to the public, appears to be a response to a February 2022 Human Rights Watch report about dozens of Cameroonians deported between 2019 and 2021 and then allegedly mistreated by their government. But both current and former ICE officials say some are now arriving back in the United States under a program with little precedent. All of the individuals deported under the previous administration were found not to have valid asylum claims in the United States. More than 8 million immigrants have illegally crossed the northern and southern borders since Biden took office. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Much of the western U.S. will experience a dangerous heat wave this week. Extreme temperatures will be felt from Washington State to Arizona. This is SRN News.